They're starting to call him Owen. Owen Middleton. Owen Four last week.
It's a bit tough, I reckon. If it was an 8-game round, I'd probably wear it. But geez, that was a tough round of foot. I think I even said last week this would be an easy round to get none out of four.
You did.
As I was leaving. And there you go. I was right.
You got one right. Yeah. You got one
it
right.
It was very, very... It was a difficult
Have you learnt your lesson regarding the Warriors?
The Warriors? Well, one of these days, TK, I'll listen to you.
He keeps on saying it.
Actually, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck unfortunately getting injured.
Well, that was unfortunate, but they didn't lift at all after that happened. They disappeared, didn't they, after he got injured. Didn't see the Dragons happening. I didn't see that coming at all.
A great performance, though, wasn't it?
I think you and I both were strong on Souths on Friday night. Yeah. We weren't far off that one.
No, and that was a great game. Actually, I think Souths were the second best performed team out of the eight over that weekend. I know the Roosters won, and I know the Dragons won, but I thought that game between South and Melbourne was pretty special.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough for them because they have to play 4 weeks of finals football, and that is a difficult thing.
Especially when
you look at a team like Melbourne, who they won't play in a preliminary final, but you look at a team like Melbourne, and they've got the week's break, they're playing at Amy Park, they get Will Chambers back, and they get Nelson Asofa Solomona back. So how strong will they be when they meet either the Sharks or the Panthers next week?
I can't believe people think not having the week off is good. You can't get knocked out and you can't get injured.
No, well, I thought Souths were battered after the Friday night game. Yeah. There were a few injuries there, Burgess and Sam, that was, and Reynolds. So they're probably going to be carrying some injuries.
Greg Inglis.
Inglis as well.
Ribs.
So they have to back up again this week. Although I thought the Dragons were similarly in a pretty bad shape after Sunday. Yeah. They've got one less day to recover.
And losing Gareth Woodup is a big blow for them. He makes such a huge difference to this team. DeBellin's in that moon boot, but expected to play. But if they can rattle the cage of South Sydney and stay with them early, who knows? The pressure of semi-final football may get to them.
Well, let's do the Saturday night game first then. $1.23 South Sydney. Still a bit of a watch on Greg Inglis. He'll play, but he's got that rib injury. You mentioned the other injuries. For the Dragons, they're $4.25 outsiders, but about the same odds they were last week, Middo. Gareth Widdop missing. James Graham says he's probably going to be okay. Jack DeBellin will probably play needled up in the foot, and Ewan Aitken or Zach Lomax in the centres.
Yeah, there's question marks about both lineups with those injuries. So it's another game that is pretty difficult to pick. You'd have to favour South Sydney given what they've done this season and the precision of their left side attack. If they get that together, I think they'll be really hard to beat. But again, we never saw what the Dragons were going to do last Sunday. We didn't see that coming. And the way they fired up in the forwards and Tarek Sims' performance was...
Jeez.
Well, can he repeat that? I don't think he's going to score 3 tries again. But, if he can reproduce that same kind of intensity. Zach Lomax was a real... what a quality player. He's some of that footwork he showed close to the line. A quality replacement there in the centres as well. Tough game, but I'll have to stick with the Rabbits to win it.
Yeah, I think it'll come down to the team that's least banged up. Because I think both teams were up last weekend. And I'm a little bit concerned about whether they'll be able to replicate that type of football, given the amount of injuries and the energy that it would have taken out of them. And I think the Dragons losing Gareth Widdop sways it in the Rabbitohs' favour. So I'm going South on this one.
I've had a little bit of a theory about it. I like actually backing. I think there's a real down for the team that plays Melbourne even throughout the regular season because they get up for that. Even if you beat them, it costs you petrol, doesn't it? So, but in saying all that, you got to stick with the Rabbits,
well,
don't
if Widdop was available, I'd tip the Dragons.
Mm. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
I'd tip the Rabbitohs to win the comp. But I just wonder how much they're banged up and I wonder how much energy it took out of them. But given that the Dragons have got some injury concerns and there's no Widdop...
That's right. I mean,
they were sky high last week. I don't know whether they can reach that
level again. If Widdop was there, they'd have that momentum and confidence behind them, but I don't know if they can do it. Good point.
Now, Friday night, the Cronulla Sharks, $1.67, a little bit too short for me. The Penrith Panthers, $2.25. We're still waiting a decision whether it's going to be Scott Sorensen on that left-hand side or Kurt Capewell on the left-hand side replacing Wade Graham.
Yeah, and we talk about the rivalry between the clubs, and there's such a huge crossover in players moving from one to the other. You've got Tyrone Peachey, who was a former Sharks player. Cameron Seraldo, the coach, was a former Sharks player. You've got Luke Lewis.
Wade Graham.
The injured Wade Graham. Andrew Fifita's the Panthers junior. So there's so much of that to and fro. Moylan and Maloney, of course, are the headline act in all of that. I look at the Sharks and the experience that they've got up against the inexperience and youth of the Panthers, and there's a huge gulf there. There's something like 3 years in age per player that the Panthers are giving away in age, and over 1,000 games in first grade experience. And not only that, the Sharks are big game players. They've got 8 players who have played at Origin level. And they're recent premiership winners. I just think that big game football will really favour them in this contest. Look, it'd be fabulous to see this young Panthers side rise, but I think maybe they're still a year off. You probably don't see too many teams getting to the end of the season with an average age of 24 and something, which they are.
Yeah, they're an experienced team, the Sharks, no doubt about it, and their back row, or their forwards, sorry, have got plenty of experience play. Possibly could be Luke Lewis's last game if they lose. I'm leaning slightly towards them on the experience factor, but Penrith the last couple of weeks, you know, they've won 2 games. Yes, at times they haven't looked, you know, great throughout the season.
They haven't been convinced.
But, I don't know, there's something about this team.
There's something
that sort of says to me, if they get it right, they can win.
Yeah, and I think one of the things the Sharks probably should worry about is the input off the field at the Panthers that they're now getting from the likes of Roy Simmons and Greg Alexander and Phil Gould. It's a pretty solid brains trust behind them. You know, that's probably a bit of a concern for the Sharks.
Yeah, and the thing for me is, I think I know what I'm going to get from the Sharks.
Of course.
Penrith, you've got kick out, you've got Blake in the centres, you know, you could throw Peachey into that category. You've got players there that can create, but you don't know whether it's going to be an on or off game for them.
Yeah.
You know, and if they get it on, they can put points on you.
That's what makes it a fascinating game. We look forward to it. Question without notice. Who's used the most players this year? What club? Panthers would be close.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, there's the teams out of the finals reckoning that have used the most. I think Manly,
Manly
used the most, and I think the Cowboys were close to it. Panthers probably wouldn't be far off at giving the number of injuries that they've had. They'd be up, I'd reckon they'd be close to the 30 mark, and the most is about 32.
Yeah, there you go.
They're well, that's huge. A good effort from Penrith, because if you're using that amount of players, very rarely do you finish.
Well, they lost 2 of their spine start with. They lost their fullback and their hooker.
Dragons have used the least. They've used only 25.
Yeah, there you go.
They trotted out the same side for the opening,
first
15 weeks.
There you go.
They barely had a change.
Yeah. Mido, Owen. I'm not going to call
that's
him.
That's his brother, Owen.